Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. I'm Olivia Hemstrott. This week's special offer is a four-part series titled Entering the Room of Holy Ghost Worship. Simply go online at mhgs.org to download. All messages are brought to you, free of charge, by the members of the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society and the partners of Andrew Hemstrott Ministries. Thank you for joining us.
And loving shall be added unto you.
gives me power to get wealth, to get wealth. It is God who gives me power to get wealth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But before that, I'd like to give you a testimony of someone who's online. I get these quite often now. More and more. Say more and more.
More and more.
I won't mention his name because it is online. You don't know what that does to someone, you know. So said, I came across MHGS on YouTube about 3 weeks ago, and then I found your website. That's how it happens, right? Please accept my tithe from my current part-time job. I cheerfully and gladly give this to you in Jesus' name. You see, so some people get it. Some people get that by tithing, blessings come on you. You see this? And this, you know, it wasn't a large amount, but it was he was giving it in faith. You understand? Because there's an anointing, say an anointing, on this message that affects people, even out there. You see this?
Yes.
Isn't that good? So anyway, and that anointing will change people. I know it changes me. Should be changing you. Say it should be changing me.
Should be,
right?
Changing me.
Changes you from glory to glory, and it destroys yokes. What kind of yokes? All kinds of yokes. Right? Yokes of sickness and disease, yokes of age-related problems. How about poverty yokes? Is poverty a yoke? Yes, it'll destroy it. What does? The word, the anointing. You see? You got to get happy about it. Now, I'm mentioning that, and if you wanted to, I guess you could find Proverbs, because that's where we're going to go. Proverbs. Try to build our faith here. Proverbs chapter 10. Now, I tithe off of every dollar. Say every dollar.
Every dollar.
Every dollar that comes into the ministry and every dollar that comes into me personally, I tithe off of. You see? And as I'm writing out my check, you know, that's how it happens. You write out the check from what came in. Are you here?
Yes.
As I was writing out the check, the Spirit of God spoke to me quite clearly. In fact, Olivia was around at that time, and I told her. He said, the tithe, you know how you have columns? The tithe goes into the plus column. It doesn't go into the negative column, because we're thinking, oh, I have to take some money that I could use for something else, but frankly it's not yours anyway, right? You're gonna put it in the plus column. Why is that? It's like an investment. Are you here?
Yes.
The tithe goes into the plus column. It's not an expense. It's not like taxes where you pay them and you're like, what happened to that money? Right? But it goes into an account that is a plus for you. Are you here?
Yeah.
It goes into the plus column. Can you understand plus? Do I need to use bigger words? I don't think so. It produces for you. Say it.
It produces.
For me. It's not taking away from you, it adds to you. So never think that when you tithe, you're putting it into the negative category. It goes into the plus category, just like an investment. Think about it. I don't think you're thinking about it. When you take, let's say you're gonna take a certain percentage of your money and you're gonna put it into an account for an investment. Did you lose that money? Or is it a benefit to you because it will grow and produce for you? That's the object. Are you here? But it's an investment in God's kingdom that can't fail. Right? Are you getting this? I think you're getting it. It produces, what does it produce for you? It produces a blessing. The blessing comes on you. Are you here? Did you find Proverbs yet? Proverbs chapter 10. I'm excited about it anyway. Proverbs chapter 10. What's a good verse here?
22.
22. Very good. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. The what?
Blessing.
The blessing of the Lord makes you poor, and everyone will laugh at you.
No.
Is that what it says?
No.
That's the new retarded translation. I guess you can't say retarded though anymore, can you? I'm old school. The blessing of the Lord, it makes what?
Rich.
Rich. Does your Bible say that?
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
Or is it just something else that I made up to say to you today?
No.
Well, the word is true. Say the word is true.
The word is true.
Whether I'm walking in it or not, right? But here it says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. It makes rich. What makes rich? Good job? Bad job? Good paycheck? Bad check? What does this say? It says the blessing makes rich. And as I was meditating on this, I felt the Spirit of God prompting me that the blessing, when it's on you, just keeps going. It's finding a way. Say, it's finding a way.
It's finding a way.
It finds a way to make you rich. No matter what your circumstances, no matter where you are, no matter where you are in life, it, say it.
It.
It's a thing. It finds a way. A blessing produces for you, and it finds a way. It's unstoppable. Nobody's happy about this. You'd be happy about it if you knew the blessing was on you, right? Tithing is one of the ways to get the blessing to come on you. Say, the blessing,
blessing
comes on me and is unstoppable in its pursuit
of making me,
rich. It must do it. It's like it's an entity on a mission, and it's gonna do it. It's gonna happen. Say, it's gonna do it.
It's gonna
happen.
The blessing
is making me rich. We thank you for Holy Ghost. We thank you for these tithes and offerings. We thank you for the opportunity and the blessing of it. We are tithers. We give offerings. We thank you that right now we are blessed. Say this, I am blessed of the Lord. And now I am being made rich. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Holy Ghost, I worship you. I thank you that you're God in the earth today. I thank you that I can stand in and by your anointing and speak your word to people so they can hear it and their ears would be opened and their lives would change. I pray that every ear be opened and every life changed right now by the spoken word in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, last week when I was preaching, and I did that last week too, right? And all these messages you can find online. Last week when I was preaching, I said, when God manifests in the earth, who is he?
The Holy Ghost.
He's the Holy Ghost. Well, you know this, but a lot of people don't know that. When God, think of God, God Almighty, God creator of heaven and earth, right? God, people go, oh yeah, I think I know what you're talking about with God. When God manifests, who is he? When he manifests, who is he? Well, we know he's the Holy Ghost. Well, there needs to come a moment of clarity in everyone's life that that's who he is. A lot of people haven't been there yet. A lot of people just have religious notions. They spend all their time talking to Jesus. Are you here? Mm-hmm. Right? I'm not against talking to Jesus. I'm not against praying to the Father. I'm just saying I'm asking a question. When God manifests, who is he? He's the Holy Ghost. Are you here? So there needs to come a moment of clarity about who God is in the earth today. And I say that every week, or just about every week when I don't forget, that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and you walk with him by saying words. Well, who are you going to walk with in the earth if you're going to walk with God? Who's the one part of the Godhead in the earth? The Holy Ghost. So, you know, we here at the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society and people who believe like we do should have this moment of clarity. It shouldn't be just a moment. It is clarity all the time. Say clarity.
Clarity.
All the time.
All the time.
I know who I walk with. I know who I worship. His name is the Holy Ghost. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's Jesus? He's in heaven. He's going to return. Say going to.
Going.
That means he hasn't. So he's in heaven, and who's he with?
The Father.
He's with the Father. He's at the right hand of the Father, seated at the right hand of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in the earth?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Well, there needs to come a moment of clarity. And you know, we talk about Jesus, we talk about the Father, but a lot of people don't ever talk about the Holy Ghost. And if they do, they talk about him like he's just an anointing or something. Right? Anyway, this one preacher that I really like, I listen to him a lot. It was just kind of, you know, most preachers, even if I like them, even if they're Word of Faith, even if they preach really well on healing and prosperity, somehow they miss it here. Sorry, but they do. They don't have this moment of clarity that we're talking about. Doesn't mean faith doesn't work. Doesn't mean the Word of God doesn't work for them. Obviously it does. But as he was talking about this story in the past, and he was given a nice illustration about it, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost reminded him of something specific that he hadn't thought of in 30 years. And he said out his mouth as he's preaching, he goes, oh, thank you, Lord. I mean, thank you, Holy Ghost. And you could tell that he had a moment of clarity of who was speaking to him. Are you here?
Yes.
And for some reason he had to correct himself because he had a problem calling the Holy Ghost Lord. A lot of people have a problem with that, right? When you shouldn't, because the word calls him Lord. Now the Lord is that Spirit. But because all of his tradition and upbringing had brought him to the place of calling Jesus Lord, and I'm not saying Jesus isn't Lord, but as he had a problem when it came to the Holy Ghost obviously, evidently, in his face, saying something to him. He met the Holy Ghost saying something to him, and he had to say, thank you, Holy Ghost. Why? Because he had a moment of clarity. That's my point here. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Well, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, look at verse 1. Says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Most people are ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Say ignorant.
Ignorant.
That's the understandable form of the word ignorant.
Yeah.
Ignorant. Most people are ignorant about what? The spiritual gifts or the things pertaining to the Spirit. But look down at verse 11. I won't go through all of these things, but all of these worketh. All of these what? All of these things that came before, and he went through people getting saved, people getting filled with the Holy Ghost, people getting right, people into ministries, people with the gifts of the Spirit. It says all of these worketh. Sorry, say worketh. Worketh that one. And self-same spirit. All the things in the earth are worked by one and self-same spirit. Who is that? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, dividing severally to every man as he wills. Mm-hmm. He's doing it as he wills. He's in the earth, he's operating by his own will, and he's doing it all. Mm-hmm. Who? The Holy Ghost. You could have a moment of clarity there if you just listen to what the word is saying. Does it say, but all these worketh that one? Yeah, it says up in the up at verse, let's see here. Look at verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, same spirit. There are differences of administration, same Lord, Lord Holy Ghost. Diversities of operations, but all the same God which works all in all. Now all these worketh that one in self same spirit. Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Who's God in the earth today? Holy Ghost. It should be no surprise when he speaks to you as God, right? Mm-hmm. You should live in that moment of clarity. Go to chapter 14, 1 Corinthians 14. Let's look at verse 24. Now remember, we're if all these gifts work by that one spirit, right? Mm-hmm. So verse 24, it says, but if all prophesy and there come one that believes not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. Verse 25, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God. Is he having a moment of clarity?
Yes.
Who do you think he's worshiping?
The Holy Ghost.
Because he's the one who worked this. Mm-hmm. And report that God is in heaven of a truth. Is that what it said?
No.
No. It said, and he will report that God is in you of a truth. Who's the God that's in you?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. Are you getting this?
Yes.
All right. Good. Now, if he's in you, what does that make you? Makes you a temple of the living God. You ever hear of any scriptures like that? Where it says, you are the what? Know you not, your body is the temple of the whole. See, he's saying God's in you. He recognized God as being the Holy Ghost and in you. Are you getting this?
Yes.
The moment of revelation, a moment of clarity, a moment of transformation. All of these things come from the revelation that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today and that he wants to live in you. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. Live in me. Say, live in me. I don't think you're excited enough about it. We're talking about God wanting to live in you and through you. Is this exciting?
Yes.
Good. I'm excited about it. So, still talking about that moment of clarity. Let's look at 2 Corinthians. Don't be afraid. This message won't be that long today. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, yeah, glory be to God forever. Let's look at verse 16, 3:16. Everybody can quote John 3:16. How about 2 Corinthians 3:16? Mm-hmm. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. And if that veil is taken away, then what? You see what's under behind the veil. Mm-hmm. What's behind the veil? Holy Ghost.
That's right.
He pops out and says, hey, it's me. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you like the Holy Ghost to say, hey, it's me? I tell you, you want the Holy Ghost to say, hey, it's me, in whatever situation you're dealing with. Well, I hope you heard that anyway. The veil is taken away, and then verse 17 says, now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, or where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. The veil was taken away, and now you know that the Lord is the Spirit, and the Spirit is, in having him as Lord, is liberty. Lord of what? Lord of your life, Lord of the temple, which you are, right? Would it be good to have the Holy Ghost as Lord of your temple instead of you? You know, you in comparison, not quite as brilliant as you are. Holy Ghost knows a little bit more. You think he does? Yeah. So anyway, from an early age, and I'm talking probably 17-ish, say 17-ish.
17-ish.
Anybody 17-ish here? See, from an early age, I wanted to know the Holy Ghost. I had an experience with him early on, several experiences. I won't bore you with those right now, but I wanted to know the Holy Ghost. I had a moment of clarity at one point where I knew that he was God, a person that you could interact with, and I wanted to know him. And that set me on a course and a journey where once you know he's God, guess what you do automatically? You worship him. A lot of people don't worship him because they don't consider him God. They may theologically say that he is God, but then they just leave it there. Well, at an early age, I wanted to know him, and I found that as I worshiped him, are you listening? As I worshiped him, things began to take place, and worshiping him began to take me to a place that I wasn't before, and frankly, nobody else was going there. Can you imagine that? Why would that be? Because nobody else was worshiping him. Mm-hmm. Holy Ghost worship began to take me to a place, say a place.
A place.
That was different. It was a different place. I wish I could get this across to people. Frankly, I wouldn't have to if they just do what they know to do, worship the Holy Ghost. Do it every day. Every day, every day, every day. Get up in the morning, say, Holy Ghost, I worship you. And let him begin to take you to that same place. A place that makes me different. It begins to change me. Doesn't mean I wasn't changed by other things, but I began to be changed differently than a lot of other people. Yeah, I could tell that, brother. You're kind of different. How many of you know that the Holy Ghost, worshiping the Holy Ghost, is a diversity of operations? We've been down that road. It does something different. Holy Ghost worship is a diversity of operations, which means it does something different. It does something different than, say, praising Jesus, for instance. Mm-hmm. It does something different than confessing the Word of God. Mm-hmm. It does something different, mainly, and that's what I want to get at today. It does something different is it puts you in the position of being the temple of God. Wouldn't that make sense? What did the temple do in the old days? That's where people went to worship God. Well, what if you became the temple? What should you do in that temple?
Worship God.
Worship God should be the number one thing. Yeah, worship would include a whole bunch of other things, right? Mm-hmm. Praying, doing things, right? Mm-hmm. But the number one thing, he began to change me, and he'll change you. So we're talking about becoming the temple of God. Temple living, or the temple life, you could call it. Go to Luke. Does that sound scary? Luke. Your father, Luke. Luke chapter 2. I'm telling you, if you begin to worship God every day, he'll change you. Think about it. If you're the only one on the block worshiping God, where is he going to be attracted? He's going to be attracted to you. He hears those words. And I told you before, angels hear those words. Anyway. Well, glory be to God for it. Did you find it? Luke chapter 2? That wasn't so hard, was it? Luke chapter 2, verse 36. And there was one Anna. A what? A prophetess. So as a woman, she was a prophetess. There's a couple other ones in the Bible too. And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, and she was of a great age. Say a great age.
A great age.
Well, eventually he's going to tell us what a great age is. He'll go, that's a great age. Of a great age, and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years. Well, I kind of did some easy math here. Said she, look at where she says, and she was of a great age, lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. Well, let's just assume. Say assume, I don't know, right? Assume that she got married at 16, and I realize that's pretty early, but back then, who knows, that was probably late.
Yeah.
So let's say she was 16, right? Mm-hmm. And then it said she lived with her husband for 7 years, mm-hmm. and then for some reason he died, yeah. Right, because it said she's a widow. And then 84 years, mm-hmm. right,
mm-hmm.
was a widow. Well, that's 107. So 107 is great. 107 is a great age to be. Say 107 is
a great age
to be. Well, you got to get there first, don't you? Yeah. Just telling you what the Bible said. Anyway, it said she was a widow for about 84 years, which departed not from the temple. Are you here? So she departed not from the temple, which meant she stayed there. She lived there pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what did it say? She served God with fasting, that word, right? God with fastings and prayers night and day. Well, we know, and I've taken you through this quite often, the word served is also translated worship many other times in the same New Testament. So she worshiped God. She was in the temple and worshiped God, and she also fasted and she also prayed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you fast while you're in your temple? Yeah. Can you pray while you're in the temple? You're the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Here, this was a temple built with hands, but now you are a temple that moves around. You can do things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're a mobile temple. You're a walking, talking temple. Anyway, verse. So, 1 Corinthians, again, you found it the first time. I'm sure you'll be able to find it the second time. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and then verse 19, it says, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Well, if you've had this revelation and moment of clarity that God in the earth is the Holy Ghost, and then you have this revelation that you are the temple of God,
mm-hmm.
who's walking around on the inside of you?
The Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, is that going to make some changes?
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to make changes. Say, he's going to make changes.
He's going to make changes.
And he makes changes when you worship him. When you treat him like God, then you treat yourself like you are an actual temple. What, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God? You are not your own. You are bought with a price. Therefore, what? Glorify yourself in your body.
Is that what it says?
No.
No, it says glorify God. God who?
The Holy Ghost.
God the Holy Ghost. What is your job as a temple? To glorify God, or even better, let him be glorified in you. Let him take you from one glory to the next glory to the next glory. Are you here? You're not there yet. Did you need me to tell you that? You're not there yet. I'm not there. Which means we go from wherever we are, say wherever I am. We go from whatever level of glory you on, walking with God in your temple, to the next level. You are the temple of God. Glorify God, the Holy Ghost, in your temple. The temple that's walking, it's talking, it's living life. So you should be saying, show me how to be your temple, Holy Ghost. You want to know who he is, you want to know him, you want to see how he thinks, see how he lives. How does he live? Yeah, pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he lived pretty good. Say, he lived pretty good. Well, he is wisdom, you see. He is all knowledge. If you let him live through you and let him live the life he wants to live, say, live the life he wants to live. Is that going to take you beyond yourself? Is that going to take you from whatever glory you're on to another level? Yeah. That's temple living. This any good? Mm-hmm. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, they are his. So you want to say, show me, Holy Ghost, how to have you, how to be a temple of God. Mm-hmm. Show me how to be it. Say that. Show me,
show me how
to be a temple of God. He said, I will manifest in my temple. Where's he going to manifest? Mm-hmm. Where's the living God going to manifest? Mm-hmm. He's going to manifest out there and all over. Mm-hmm. No, he's going to manifest in his temple. Mm-hmm. Where does he want to manifest? In his temple. What are you?
His temple.
Did he bless the temple? Mm-hmm. The old temple. Mm-hmm. Is he going to bless you? Yeah, but you need to let him manifest. How's he going to manifest in his temple? You're going to worship him as God, and he will begin to manifest. So, go to 2 Corinthians. Am I getting this across? 2 Corinthians. And you see some of the changes that take place as you worship him. You worship him, and you begin to be changed into a better temple. People that don't worship the Holy Ghost, frankly, are bad temples. Mm-hmm. What if somebody built a temple of God and nobody worshiped him there? Would that be a good temple? Mm-hmm. Don't go to that temple. Well, this is exciting. So, 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, or where the Spirit is Lord, there is freedom. Now, do you suppose there's different levels of freedom? Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's different levels of having the Lordship of the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Right? But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, what? The glory of the Lord. The glory of who?
The Holy Ghost.
Where are we beholding this? We're beholding this when we're worshiping him. Are you getting this? Mm-hmm. How do you behold the glory of the Lord? Mm-hmm. When you worship him. When you sit there in your chair and you go, Holy Ghost, I worship you. Holy Ghost, I worship you. And what am I doing as I'm doing that? I'm the temple of God. Let me ask you a question. If I go, Holy Ghost, I worship you, what am I? Temple. I'm a temple of God. Am I fulfilling my purpose as a temple of God? Yes, mm-hmm. Then he's going to take me from glory to glory. Not my glory, his glory. Mm-hmm. He's going to show me his glory, and he's going to manifest his glory where? In me. But we all with open face beholding as in a glass or in a mirror the glory of the Lord are changed into what? The same image. And here's the key. If you don't see the image, you're not changed into it. Mm-hmm. It's like a magic mirror. You got to see what he is. Mm-hmm. Right? You know how mirrors work, right? Mm-hmm. Have you ever used one? Yeah. Some of us should use one a little more. When you look into the mirror, what you're seeing here in this mirror is you're seeing the glory of the Lord. The Lord who? The Holy Ghost. And then you're changed what? Into the same image. And the word changed here is to be transformed. It's the same word that is in Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it's the same word used for the Mount of Transfiguration where Jesus was transformed. Remember, his face shone as the sun and his raiment was white as the light. Mm-hmm. Right? It's only used three times here and those other two times. Changed into the same image. And I find it curious. I looked up the word the glory in a glass. Beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Often that phrase right there is also used to say worship. Worship of the Lord. In a glass, worshiping the Lord. Where do we see the glory of the Lord? When we worship Him. Where are we changed from glory to glory? When we worship Him. Well, we're changed into the same image. I don't know if that excites you or not, from glory to glory. What do you mean the same image? Well, we're changed into whatever image He is. So knowing Him is a big deal, right? We start to think like Him. We start to talk like Him. Do you start talking like Him? Mm-hmm. Do you start talking like Him?
Yes.
Do you? Yeah. I mean, how much do I preach on that here? You got to talk like, you got to talk in agreement with God. Well, what are you doing? You're talking like Him. You're being changed into His, the way He talks. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Talk like Him. You start to think. If you talk like Him, how are you going to start thinking?
Like Him.
You're going to think like the devil? Now you're going to be thinking like Him. Him who? Him the Holy Ghost. God in the earth today. Mm-hmm. I'm going to talk like God. I'm going to think like God. I'm going to start acting like Him. Is this making sense?
Yes.
I'm going to start living like Him. Say this.
I'm going
to start living like Him. On a different level of glory. You can go there if you want to. If you don't want to, I want to. It's a new order. It's a new order. And you wonder why people aren't going here. I mean, if I said some of these things, or you know, because I've been here and I've walked you up all the way up to this point, you know how you got here. But if I just said these things about worshiping the Holy Ghost and acting like Him and walking like Him and talking like Him, it would freak them out. What does He do then? What is He able to do? He's able to do things for you that He can't and won't and doesn't want to do for anybody else. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Powers of the world to come. Remember any of those? How about the power of youth renewal? Is that a power of the world to come? Do they experience it? Does the Holy Ghost have it? He lives in your body. What's He gonna do? The Bible says if He's in you, He will renew your youth. He will quicken you, your mortal body. Romans chapter 8. Are you here?
Mm-hmm.
The power of no lack, also a power of the world to come. So anyway, it's a new order, it's a new way, and it all happens through that vehicle of worshiping the Holy Ghost. Changes you. Have you experienced this at all? I hope so. When you use the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, you are calling for God to manifest. When you use the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, you're calling for God to manifest in the earth. And He says, when your worship is full, I will manifest myself. So when I say enter into worship, you know what's sad is I have to keep reminding myself that when you say the words enter into worship, most people think it's the time that we're going to play some music and we're going to sing some songs. Are you here? Mm-hmm. You know that, right? So, oh, now we're going to enter into worship. That means it's time for the band to come up and we're going to play a bunch of songs. That's entering into worship. It is so far beyond that, it's ridiculous. And I have to keep reminding myself that when I say that, I'm sure people online, when I'm talking about worship, that's what they think. It's not that at all. It's literally being the temple and worshiping the living God who happens to be the Holy Ghost. Using those words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, opens a door for you that very few people will ever walk through, at least until soon. Mm-hmm. And it's happening more and more. Say, it's happening. More and more. And it's exciting. So anyway, it's how you change into his temple, and for him to come into manifestation is through worshiping him. Is this making sense? Mm-hmm. So we'll see if we can wrap this up. Go to Galatians. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. Let's just read right from verse 8. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Right? Mm-hmm. So it says, he that sows to the Spirit. I'm telling you that when you use the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, you are sowing something new to the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Spirit who? Holy Ghost. What does that mean? Then you're going to reap something new from the Spirit. Is this too difficult?
No.
When you use the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost, you're sowing something new to the Spirit, and of the Spirit, say of the Spirit, that's what it says, of the Spirit, you shall reap the thing you sowed, something new. If I'm sowing worship, I worship you, Holy Ghost, I'm going to reap a new manifestation of the Spirit. Are you getting this? It's a new level of glory. And we got to go from glory to glory. It's a level of glory that we must go to. Talking about going on to perfection. The highest level of God manifesting today, he must have a temple that is going on to perfection. He can only manifest to whatever level you're willing to be changed. Are you here? Mm-hmm. See if I can get this across, it will end. We're going on to perfection. You understand that's what glory to glory means. We go from one glory to the next level of glory, to the next level of glory, and eventually we just step over because there's no more levels of glory. Now, all scriptures are in the Holy Ghost. All scriptures came from the Holy Ghost. You understand that? 2 Peter 1:21, you don't have to go there, it says holy men of God were moved as they wrote and spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Where'd the scriptures come from? Holy Ghost. So all the scriptures are in him, all of the scriptures came from him. Mm-hmm. If you could peel back the skin of the scriptures, who would be there going, hello? The Holy Ghost. When you're worshiping him, you're therefore worshiping the God of all scriptures. What must perfection be? The accumulation of all the scriptures. And don't kid yourself, you can't confess yourself into the perfection of all the scriptures. I'm not against confessions. Are you kidding me? You should be confessing your healing. You should be confessing, right? Your prosperity, you should be confessing all the things that you know to confess, the known will of God. But you can't possibly confess the perfection of all the scriptures, but you can worship him, the God of all scriptures. Are you here? When you worship him, you're worshiping God of all scriptures. Did I tell you to turn to Romans yet? Romans chapter 12. Let's read right from verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your what?
Body.
You present, why would you present your body unto God? Because you're the temple How do you suppose it'll be a really good way to present your body to God? Is by worshiping Him, opening your mouth and using the words, I worship you, Holy Ghost. Why Holy Ghost? Because the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. Are you here?
Yes.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. These words in other translations are spiritual worship. Present your body to God as a temple and then worship Him. It's reasonable service. Is that unreasonable? Pretty reasonable. Verse 2, and be not conformed. So if I do this, let's assume that verse 1 came before verse 2 and we did verse 1, right? I'm worshiping God, I'm presenting my body and I'm worshiping Him. Look at what happens. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. That's the other word, transformed, changed, transfigured. The word is metamorphosis. Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You've got the good, you've got the acceptable, and you've got the perfect. Where are we going on to? Perfection. Are you gonna get there without the worship?
No.
Are people trying to get there without the worship? Just about everybody I know. Mm-hmm. And when you say worship, they think it's just playing the most popular songs.
No.
All of which sound like you two. That's not worship. Worship is being a temple and saying, I worship you, Holy Ghost. You're acknowledging that He's the living God in the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only one in the earth, and you're saying, I worship you, Holy Ghost, and then He begins to transform you and renews your mind so that you can see who He is and look at His image and be changed into that image. How would you like to look in a mirror and see something much prettier than you are?
Mm-hmm.
And the more you look at it, the more you're changed into it. You're like, well, I'm beautiful anyway. Look at me. You could stand some improvement, I'm sure, compared to the Holy Ghost. You understand?
Yeah.
How about your bank account? How would you like that changed into from your image to His image?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right?
I dare you to look, try to look at his wallet while you're in the mirror. See how he does. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
You're looking at him. You're looking at a poor guy. Exactly. Literally the owner, creator and owner of heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven's pretty good. Earth's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You own the whole thing? Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Changed into His image. Is He sick?
No.
Is He dead?
No.
No, He's all of these things and more.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Changed into His image. So confessing scripture is good. If I preach on confessing, we're almost done here. Confessing scripture is good. You know that, right? I confess the scriptures, it's good. That's the known will of God, and that's good. I'm confessing those things. When I see by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, I'm gonna go, ah, I'm healed, and I'm not gonna say anything else. When He says my God supplies all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus, I'm gonna say that and nothing else. I don't care if it looks different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say right.
Right.
And then you should talk to your bank account, say straighten up. You should be changed into His image. Anyway, so I'm confessing scriptures. That's good. Is that good?
Yes.
Would you, anybody ever say, oh, don't do that. That's not good. No, that's good. Then I'm just going to put this here. Praying in the Holy Ghost is acceptable. That'd be the next step. You're praying in the Holy Ghost, you're able to pray beyond the known will of God, because we don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I'm telling you, if you would just a couple minutes a day and then work it up from there, say, I worship you, Holy Ghost, you're God in the earth today, I know it, right? And then shakamahandai for a few minutes. They used to say that, shakamahandai, untie my bow tie. Old school Pentecost. I heard somebody say it the other day. Like, don't make fun of my bow tie. But anyway, you see that? You're doing the good and the acceptable, and you're doing your confessions. You're giving God an open door to come in and begin to change you. Anyway, so tongues, you're able to speak the unknown will of God. And I got, you know, a key here is to speak it until it's the known will of God. Speak in tongues until it's the known will of God. That's weird, brother. I know, but it felt good. Speak in tongues until you have the known will of God. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Ooh. And then what? We've gone from good to acceptable to perfect. What do you suppose I'm going to say about the perfect? You cannot go to the perfect will of God without knowing who God is and worshiping Him. He won't let you go there. But when you do, listen, when you go there with your own voice and submit yourself as a temple of God, I will take you, says the Spirit of God, to places you never dreamed of. I will change your life from your image to my image, and you will become great in the earth, and people will talk of you and say, I want to be like you, because they want to be like Him. Are you seeing this? It's a different operation, and it changes you. Yeah! Woo! Now you can understand the Holy Ghost worship would include all of the others. I'm worshiping the God of all scriptures. Sure, confess scriptures. Right? But if I'm worshiping the God of all scriptures, it includes the good and acceptable. Do you understand that? Yes, pray in tongues. I tell you, pray in tongues a lot. It's great. Are you here?
Yes.
Pray in tongues a lot. You'll get revelation of things you didn't even know of. He'll make you smarter. He'll done make you real smarts. Yeah. Pray in tongues more will make you smarter than everybody else around you. Why? Because He's the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And then when you worship Him, you understand that perfect includes the good and the acceptable. It's included. Say it's included.
It's included.
Say, when I worship the Holy Ghost,
I worship the Holy Ghost,
the good and the acceptable are included. And He takes me
on
to perfection.
Perfection.
I worship you, Holy Ghost.
I worship you, Holy
Ghost. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Healing power to them, you're administering youth renewing power to them, and you're ministering the substance of everlasting life in every area, including financially. We thank you for that right now In Jesus' name, say, I receive,
I receive
the
blessing
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.